being a gift wrap girl. How hard could this possibly be? I was a junior in high school, and I went through rigorous gift wrap training at the Heck Company, the local department store, and they taught me how to crease the edges of every box and tie a perfect bow. And I learned to hide a piece of tape by folding the tape in half and kind of pressing it under the flaps of the gift, because the Heck Company was too cheap to buy double-sided tape for us. So I was getting critically acclaimed results in training. So I was ready to go out on the floor and get my first customer. And she was a woman who, as I wrapped her side of the box, she wrinkled her nose. And she said, "That tape is not hidden." I said, "Oh, yes, it is." And she said, "No, I can still see that tape." And I started channeling President Bill Clinton. And I said, "Ma'am, you might be able to see that tape, but to me, it's totally hidden." Unlike Hillary, she did not stick by me, and I lost the first customer I ever had in gift wrap. So next in line was a man, and he was standing at the high counter, and I went to take his gift to the low counter to wrap it, and he said, "Oh no, you're not taking my gift down there. You might take the gift out of the box, slip it up your sleeve, just wrap the box, and steal my gift." And his gift was a fake lead crystal paperweight shaped like a flying eagle. It's like its talons kind of extended out in attack mode. But I just said, "Yes, sir," and I put his gift up on the high counter and wrapped it, and he paid and walked away. And every customer after those first two psychos just increased my anxiety working at the Heck Company. So pretty soon I could walk in to start my shift, and I would just start sweating profusely. So my hands were always a little wet, and when I went to crease the package, the paper started to come off in these teeny tiny little logs of pulp. And then the dye started seeping into my fingertips so that I would wipe my sweaty hair off my face and I would streak my cheeks with like red and green over here and then blue and gold for Hanukkah and what is it, black, red, and green for Kwanzaa kind of striping down my forehead. When I started to look really bad, they would send me downstairs to the women's dressing rooms. And my job down there was to clean up. The ladies at the mall who are trying on clothes during the holidays, they're not just saying, "I don't think I really like that," and hanging it gently on the hook. No, they're ripping the clothes from their body, throwing on the floor and stomping on them in kind of a dressing room tantrum. Like, you know, "I hate these pants." Multiply the tantrum by hundreds of shoppers. So by the time I got down there, there's a 4.5-foot pile of compressed, tromped on, rejected outfits with like a few fake feathers and sequins still kind of wafting down through the air. There's a lot of backless, strapless, red, drapey things lined with giant polyester bra cups. Were those dresses? Were they shirts? I don't know. But my job was to find where they went and put them back. And this took hours. And then I could go back up and gift wrap and sweat some more. So this was the dark retail horizon of high school for me. And all I was looking for was a little star of hope. So I decide I'll take the scraps that I'm throwing away in gift wrap and I'll wrap my friends' gifts for free. These are high schoolers. They're never going to pay for gift wrap. And I told the other girls, "Hey, get that paper out of the garbage. Smooth it out. Wrap your friends' gifts for free, too. You know, happy holidays." So one night I have a rare night off, and I came back the next day to start a 10-hour shift. And the Heck Company managers pulled us into this little room, and they said, "Girls, we have fired all the gift wrappers who worked yesterday's shift, because we caught them wrapping their friends' gifts for free. They were stealing paper from the Heck Company. So we fired them. We hope you're not thieves like they were, or you'll be fired too. Now get to your shifts. It's a busy night, and we're already running late." So I walked to gift wrap that night, and I said, "You know, I am so sorry, but there's been like some kind of tsunami of clothing that's hit the women's dressing rooms. I've been called there and there to help. I don't know when I'll be back." And then I rode the escalator down to women's, and I said, "You can probably tell by my face how bad gift wrap is already. But now we're shorthanded. Management told me I cannot come down here to help you tonight, so don't even ask." And then I went out and I went to a movie. And I saw Rocky IV. It's the one where he says, "To beat me, he will have to kill me." And I just sat there. I thought, "Yes, to beat me, Heck Company, you'll have to kill me." Well, you know, they didn't. I went back to gift wrap the next day and I got my paychecks through the holidays. Basically, I won. You know, where are you now, Heck Company? But you know, this episode, it left me with a permanent scar, and that is, I hate wrapping gifts. So if you receive a wrap package from me this holiday season, here is what you say. You say, "Thank you. Oh, and you did a super job of hiding that tape.
Susan Kim.